Greg Ehrenberg here, joined with Ben Ross. We're talking some week one NFL, talking about the Thursday night game, which is coming down pretty quick. Also, today's show is sponsored by Betting You, which is a podcast that Ben is going to be doing with Matt Gajewski. Now, I have an ad read to do about the podcast, but it's Ben's show, so I think maybe he'd be a little better off explaining it than I would. So, Ben, what is this all about?
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk some week one NFL. We are inside a month there, but college football is only 2 weeks away, and me and Matt are breaking down all these conferences, all these teams, our favorite bets, DFS, basically all things college football. So if you are a fan of Saturdays and not just Sundays, head over to the podcast feed, Betting You. Ton of content there. Definitely worth checking out. But it's nice to see you, sir. I'm excited to dive in. We have not done an NFL show in quite some time.
No, it's been a minute. And like I said, all of a sudden, football, it's right here. So only a little bit less than a couple weeks away. There's going to be a Thursday night game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Dallas Cowboys to kick off the season. I think what's most notable here heading into the game is the overall health of Dak Prescott, who we know last year missed the majority of the season with a foot slash ankle injury. Now he's coming back. However, it's not the foot that's an issue. He's actually having a shoulder issue. He's already had a couple of MRIs over the last week. How healthy do you think he's going to be to open the year, and how does that impact how you're viewing this game from a betting perspective?
I'm not a doctor, but he's getting MRIs on MRIs. That doesn't seem good. It's not nothing. And it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if you have a take on this, I'm interested to hear what you say. I don't know if this was just a normal game in week six, if this would be on the board. I don't know if books are keeping it on the board because it's the opening game. I'm really surprised that there is still a line out here. You have Tampa -6.5. And if you like the Bucs, I think now's the time, because if A, he's hurt, of course, this is going to balloon. And B, what are you waiting for? Who cares if it's, you know, if it crosses 7, then you've got a real problem on your hands. The other thing I like about it, Tampa was one of, if not the best, in rushing yards allowed per attempt, under 4 per carry. They're so good at stopping the run. It's not going to be Zeke running it down their throat by any stretch. Dak is going to have to play and play well here. So I'm pretty concerned about the Cowboys. I don't know if you saw Hard Knocks, but him just walking around is not going to get it done.
Yeah, it's so hard to say because, I mean, there's so little information on multiple fronts. One, we don't know what the deal is with his arm. We haven't even seen, you know, is he going to have issues running the football at all? Because we also haven't seen him, you know, with two healthy legs in almost a year at this point. So there's a lot of question marks. If I was forced to bet the line right now, I would be towards the Bucs. But to me, I think what's going to be most interesting here is just as we get more information about Dak Prescott, I do think there's going to open up a whole bunch of betting angles. For one, if Prescott's out, the under's everywhere. Under on Zeke Elliott rushing props, under on all the receivers receiving props. So it's not something I'm willing to bet right now. But certainly I would have to lean towards the Bucs if he's showing signs of not being 100%. The other thing also, I think that's something that could get a little bit overlooked by the public, the under. Just pound that if we get any sort of indication that Prescott might not play.
Yeah, it's sitting north of 50 right now. I see 51 out there, and you can shop that on oddshopper.awesomeo.com to make sure you're getting the best line. But I'm with you. This is a situation, I think, if you lean Bucks, you can fire right now and feel good. If you lean Cowboys, you got to wait. You want to wait for either 7.5, or to make confirmation that Dak plays, because there's a lot of situations where you're going to catch a really bad number if something does happen.
Yeah, and once again, I mean, good on us here because we're doing a betting show. And we open right up. We open right up as like, hey, we don't know what to do with the first game of the season. Which, listen, sometimes the best bets are the ones you don't play. So I think it's prudent to wait for more information and see what happens with that line. But as of right now, if I had to bet a side, it would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But let's talk about some games that we actually do have interest in heading into the main slate of week one. What is the number one line that stands out to you that you would like to bet at this moment?
Well, you know, I kind of let us off here saying, because I like Tampa a little more than you. I'm going to pass this back because I know the answer to this. About a month ago, we got some news with Julio going to Tennessee, and I tweeted something about week one. And as I did it, you tweeted something about the Titans as well. So I have a feeling that you're going to be talking about Tennessee. And I want to hear this because I am right in line with you. Week one at home against the Cardinals.
Yeah, and by the way, also, because people who aren't aware, not that we do that much pre-production stuff, but we did talk a little bit about what we liked before the show started. So the reasons that Ben knows that I like the Titans in week one is, number one, because we tweeted about it at the same time a couple months ago, and we both talked about how we were betting it before, before the show started. So lots of reasons for us to be on the same page here. But yeah, Tennessee Titans, they added Julio Jones in the offseason, and there's a whole bunch of reasons, I think, to be high on Tennessee. Number one, I think that Ryan Tannehill is one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the NFL. He's just been super efficient and really, really productive over the last couple of years. And it's kind of flown under the radar because he's not some sort of MVP caliber quarterback. He's not putting up massive fantasy numbers, but I think he has the potential to do that this year with AJ Brown and Julio Jones as his top wideouts. Then also obviously the running game with Derrick Henry, strong offensive line. I think the Titans are going to be really good this year. The line has moved a little bit from 2.5 to 3, although I think there are some books where you could still get it at 2.5. Obviously, like you said before, go to oddshopper.osmo.com and you can find whatever are the best lines in the books available by you. But yeah, I think the Titans in week one, there hasn't been enough of an adjustment for them adding Julio Jones. And also, we've seen Julio Jones with a lot of health issues over the course of his career. The one time that we know that he's going to be healthy is week one. So this is the time that I think we're going to get the Titans at full strength. I really like this spot for them at home against the Cardinals. Pretty tight line. I mean, 3, 2.5 points that basically indicates that they're being weighed as equal teams, which I don't agree with. I think the Titans are better. So everything Tennessee, I really like heading into the season. I like them to win the division. I like them over 9 wins. I like them in week one. So Tennessee week one, that is something that I have put my money on and I like quite a bit.
I'm going to take it one step further. If you watched the breakfast menu this morning, my favorite bet of the entire NFL offseason is the Titans to make the playoffs at minus 150. I think they're going to win the South. And that will, if they win the South and don't make the playoffs, they would have to change the rules. So I think we're going to be in good shape there. For me, you know, we've obviously got a lot of games. Some of it will come down to what we see in preseason. Some of it comes down to certainly some of these battles and whatnot. Tennessee is my favorite bet as well. This feels a little, before we bounce on out of here, I do want to throw one more out and get your thoughts. I don't know if it's just this guy giving press conferences. Every time the Lions coach speaks, I get more confident in the Niners laying 7 on the road in week one. I just think they're going to run it down the throat. I don't like Detroit in any capacity. I don't feel great. The line honestly feels about right, but I may even look to the Niners in some different things, whether it's a parlay piece as a money line. I just think that them healthy, they had so many injuries last year. They're still a very good team, and I think their defense is going to cause Goff and that offense a lot of problems.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Something else also is that there is one book out there right now that actually has the Lions win total set at 6, which I think is crazy high in my opinion. But yeah, I think the Lions are going to have all kinds of issues. And think we've seen Jared Goff struggle in the past with good offensive line and good receiving weapons. He has none of that this year in Detroit. I think that team is going to be a total train wreck. I also think they're probably going to be tanking sometime midway through the year and looking to not necessarily lose games intentionally because we won't see as much of that in the NFL, but maybe trying to get younger guys more reps and not getting the veterans out on the field. So I'm pretty anti-Lions this year. So 49ers week one, I also think that's a pretty good bet. I think Goff's really going to struggle there. And the 49ers, I think now that they finally have that defense fully healthy heading into the year, I'm on board with you.
I like it. And yeah, one other thing, you know, I'm a Sean McVay guy. Like, I think he masked a lot of Goff with what he could do. I'm not sure the Lions have a guy that can really do this. So we're going to see. But that is another lean that I am kind of looking to about a month out here. But Tennessee, little San Francisco, and maybe even Bucks to get things started for me. We are certainly going to have more picks in the near future. But I like what we did here. We are in sync, and that's what I like as we head into the season.
And this is not going to be the only place to get betting picks, of course. Also, check out the podcast that Ben is going to be doing with Matt Gajewski. Betting You, that'll be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. Go check that out. Download, subscribe. Also, give us a like and also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Well said. We did it.